This is episode number 2629 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Kim Kardashian.
No, who? Man. We haven't talked about her in a month of Sundays
we
or
haven't.
So.
Because she hasn't been doing a very good job of keeping herself in the news.
Well, there's
she was spotted spending time with Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori.
Really?
For the first time at Vulture's 2 listening event.
Okay.
A year after the relationship went public.
All right.
So,
well, I get it. They got kids.
Right.
You gotta get along with the next wife.
Gotta kind of meet. Gotta get to know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as Kanye's not like shoving her in her face all the time, you know. I think they can be civil.
Well, of course, it'd be like, hey, remember when I dressed you?
he probably comes up to behind her and goes like, hey, because Kanye doesn't just stop.
Don't you wish I was still dressing you?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter who it is.
You wish I put that black condom on you?
Ah!
It's like one day Bianca comes out and it's like she has on this big condom.
She's young and impressionable. That's the deal.
From head to toe.
She's young and impressionable. Crazy. Can you imagine? She was probably a groupie. It's probably how that got started.
Oh, my.
I mean, like, who
more
else?
Than likely,
I don't know her background. Do you know her background? I have not heard much about her.
No.
I don't even know if they're married.
I think she was a model.
Sure.
I don't know. No, I believe they're married.
Man, if she's a model.
Anyway,
she's an OnlyFans model.
In videos shared on social media, Bianca and Kimmy were seen standing side by side in a gated off area of the Chase Center, making it their first public appearance together. Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh.
An eyewitness told E! News that Kim attended the listening party to see her eldest daughter. It was featured on
That's
Kanye's
true.
First Vulture
yes,
album.
Yes, yes. North is in the
She
in the
is,
album.
Yeah.
Yeah. She they adore their dad. I think he's a good dad. I think that's the deal.
Well, he seems to really love his kids.
Yeah.
And so you can't fault him for that.
No,
but,
heck no.
It depends
just
on
that crap crazy.
Don't get me
that,
started
though.
On that because there's wait.
Yep. I gotcha.
North has been participating in his listening events, performing and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure, sure.
As the eyewitness noted, mm-hmm. Kim and Kanye's kids, who received high fives from their dad during his performance, they had a great time at the event, and that Kim, who stood with Bianca for the entirety of the night,
wow,
is friendly with Kanye's new wife.
Well, she's got to be, though. You got to be. For the kids. You got to do it for the kids.
I will say that in the world of being a parent in a divorce situation, parents who don't get along, especially in front of their kids, I don't understand it.
Well,
you're screwing your kids.
Yeah, you're messing them up. You're setting them all up for therapy for the rest of their life. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the way they see you, the way you treat each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that teaches them the respect.
That teaches them how to treat their and how they expect to be treated.
Right, right.
So
I'll let the kids decide for themselves if the other parent's a deadbeat. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best advice anybody could give somebody's going through, you know.
I believe it.
You know, co-parenting, you know. If the other parent is a jerk, let the kids figure that out. They will figure it out.
But don't talk bad about that.
Yeah, you don't want to be talking bad about it.
Don't be talking bad. Don't talk to smacks.
There you go.
Smack less. Fresh off his buzzy I'm Just Ken performance at Sunday's Oscars, Ryan Gosling is set to host an upcoming episode of SNL in April.
Wow.
For the third time, he'll
be
hosting.
Oh, he's only a third-timer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, he's on his way. Yeah.
He's on his way to that smoking jacket.
It'll be April 13th, ahead of the release of upcoming film The Fall Guy on May 3rd.
Bonus.
Ryan will be joined by musical guest Chris Stapleton.
Ooh,
hello.
He
will also perform on SNL, also for the third time. I will be watching that
episode.
Of
course you will, yeah. No, I think we all will, yeah.
Gotta love Chris Stapleton.
So, real quick on Ryan Gosling. Somebody asked him, what was the deal, Ava and the kids? He said they actually helped him with some of his moves on the Oscar performance.
Yes.
Yeah. They gave him advice. Dad, don't be a...
And she was in L.A. Feet.
Yeah, I know, but she's just staying out. She's been staying out of the limelight ever since they've been together and she's had kids. We don't even know what she looks like. I mean...
There was a picture.
Oh, there's a current picture? Okay.
There was a current
picture. All right, then I'll get off that. I'll get off that.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
She had pink in her jacket.
Okay.
She was representing.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah.
And in the least surprising news of all time...
Mm.
The New York Jets apparently are not happy with the Aaron Rodgers vice president thing.
Oh, and, my gosh. Oh, my golly. I'm just not surprised.
I'm going to stumble over. So yesterday we reported that independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. was considering asking Aaron to be his running mate.
Yeah.
According to a source, the Jets are pissed. They worry about winning the Super Bowl over a chance to be in the White House.
Yeah.
However, listening to some of the things he said recently, you get Russell Wilson. Just say, you go. You go do you, Aaron Rodgers. And leave us alone.
Well, Russell Wilson is, I think, already committed to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He is. Yeah. There's people.
There's people. Jimmy Garoppolo is available after week two.
Exactly. Garoppolo's available.
He can't play the first 2 weeks, but after that, he's good.
You know what? Anybody would be an improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody.
True. Yeah.
And Beyonce announced that her Act 2 album has a real title.
Oh?
Act 2. Cowboy Carter. There you go.
Knew it. It's
that's
all country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know what? I would dare say at the listening party, Beyonce should invite Halle Berry, because Halle needs to be doing more public things. She's kind of like she's becoming a little bit of a hermit.
John Van Camp.
Uh-huh.
You need to try a little harder.
Well,
you're just insulting Hallie.
I'm
every
not
day
insulting
now.
Her.
Yeah, you are. You're not even
no,
giving
I'm
her.
Not.
You're not putting forth an effort.
I
come
put
on
forth
now.
The effort. It's called stalking. I can't do that because I'll get put in jail. So I sit here and I pine. No law against pining. Lots of laws against stalking.
But you don't need to put her in awkward positions either.
Well,
never mind.
Been in an awkward position.
Anyway, and with
since
that.
I started that. More Who Cares tomorrow, kids. Have a great day, and.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.